Hashem pays back the one that pays back the ones who hate him to his face. Rabbi Shimon Levi explains that it's as if Hashem is saying that he kaviyochel carries around a debt as a burden that he wants to throw off and get rid of. He reluctantly pays back the wicked for any good they may have done. Pasuk continues and says he does not delay paying those that hate him. Rabbi Lo explains he doesn't delay paying the wicked, but he does delay paying the tzaddikim waiting for Olam Haba. Rabbi Shimon Levi says Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Hayom La'Asoyisam, this world is for doing, the next world is for receiving reward. Chagai Rishma Ben Chameni says the pasuk says Hashem is erech apayim in the plural form apayim, to say that Hashem is patient in giving reward to tzaddikim and in giving punishment to the rishoyim. Mishnah said Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad beis asayim. Fact more, does Rabbi Yehuda limit the size of the entire enclosed area of the well plus the area within the boards to an area beis asayim, or does he only limit the size of the well to beis asayim, but the additional two amas of the enclosed area all around to allow for the head and most of the body of the animal can be above and beyond the beis asayim? The reason we limit to beis asayim is so someone doesn't learn from there to permit an area larger than a beis asayim in an enclosed field. The question is, do we say that people look at the measurement of the well, so as long as it's not larger than a beis asayim, it's okay? Or do we say that people look at the entire enclosed area, and therefore the entire enclosed area can be larger than beis asayim, so as not to lead people to allow a larger area of beis asayim in a regular enclosed area? Rice says, Rabbi Yehuda says the area can't be larger than beis asayim. Rabbi Shimon Lazar says a well that is a beis asayim by a beis asayim, which is the same thing as an area of a beis asayim, is mutter, and we still may add the necessary two amas around it. If Rabbi Yehuda means that the well itself may be a beis asayim, then he's saying the same thing as a Lazar. It must be that he says the well plus the area around it together can't be larger than a beis asayim. And where he asks, it could be that Rabbi Yehuda also says that the well itself can't be a larger beis asayim, and still he argues in Rabbi Shimon because Rabbi Shimon requires the area to be square, and Rabbi Yehuda allows it to be a rectangle as well, as long as the area does not exceed a beis asayim. Lazar says an enclosed area with no roof that is used for residential purposes, a chotzer, a backyard, etc., is permitted to carry in even if it's larger than a beis asayim. On the other hand, an enclosed area with a roof that is primarily used for the sake of the area outside, like a watchman's hut, is only mutter to carry if it's the size of a beis asayim or less. Dr. Mishra Rabbi Yehuda says that the path of Rosh Hashanah runs through the area enclosed by the boards. The path must be diverted around the boards to allow carrying within the boards. The Chacham say the path does not need to be diverted. Dr. Gemara Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Lozabol say the Chacham here are teaching the strength of these walls. They're not affected by the traffic running through it. This would seem to say that Rabbi Yechon agrees with the Chacham. However, Rabbi Rachan and Rabbi Yechon said that if the doors of the city of Yerushalayim would not be closed at night, it would be considered to be a Rosh Hashanah because of the path that runs through it. So you see that they don't agree. Rabbi Yechon explains the halacha. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yechon is really just explaining the halacha of the Chacham, but he himself does not agree with it. Back to Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham seem to contradict themselves. Elsewhere, Rabbi Yehuda said if there are two houses on opposite sides of the Rosh, the houses can act like walls, and you only need to put a lechi on each end of one of the houses, and you can carry in between. The Chacham say you can't carry in this situation. In that case, the Rosh is running right through it, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's not a problem. The Chacham say it is a problem. So Mamash says what they say over here. Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda allows it over there because at least there are two full walls. Here, there are only four corner boards. The Chacham allowed it over here because there are at least four partial walls. In that case, there are only two walls. Rabbi Yehuda said no place in Eretz Yisrael can ever be Rosh Hashanah deraisa. Rav Dimi repeated the statement to Rabbi Yechon, and Abaye asked, what's Rabbi Yechon's reason for passing like that? If it's because Eretz Yisrael is bordered by Rocky Mountains on one side and steep cliffs on the other, which act as two walls and therefore not Rosh Hashanah deraisa, then Bavel is also walled, so to say, on two sides by the Tigris River and the Euphrates River. In fact, the entire world is surrounded by the ocean, and therefore should not be considered Rosh Hashanah deraisa. Abaye said, maybe it's because the roads in Eretz Yisrael are very hilly and not easy for people to travel on, and therefore it's not considered to be Rosh Hashanah. Rav Dimi said, you're exactly right. That's exactly how Rabbi Yechon explained the statement. We find that Rav and Bavo each say in the name of Yechonon that the roads of Eretz Yisrael are not considered to be Rosh Hashanah because they're so hilly and therefore not like the Yidden traveled in the Midbar where the Onan flattened the paths for them. Rochvo asked Rava, if the path gets to a height of 10 tefachim within 4 amas, but the public travels on this path, does it have a din of Rosh Hashanah? According to Rabbanan, who say that if the public travels through the area enclosed by the corner board, it's not a problem, even though it's easy for the public to travel, surely this won't make it into Rosh Hashanah. The mountain is considered to be a wall, and the public cannot negate the din of a wall. The question is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the public's use of an area enclosed by the corner boards is problematic. Does he hold that way over there because it's easy for them to use, or does he hold even over here that way in the case of the mountain where it's not easy for them to use? Rava said it does get the status of Rosh Hashanah. He asked, even if the public has to climb up with the help of a rope, he said yes, even then. He asked, even if it's as steep as the area of Beis Meron, he said yes, even then. Mar Yisab Raisa says that a chotzer which the public enters on one side and exits on the other side is considered to be Rosh Hashanah for Tumah purposes and Rosh Hashanah for Shabbos purposes. This can't be going according to Rabbanon because they say that even easy access by the public doesn't make an area enclosed by corner boards into Rosh Hashanah. So access through a chotzer, which is definitely more difficult, would obviously not make the chotzer into Rosh Hashanah, and there would be no reason to state so in the Braisa. The Braisa must be following Rabbi Yehuda, and we see Rabbi Yehuda says that where access is difficult for the public, it does not make the area into Rosh Hashanah, not like Rava said. Our answer is the Braisa may be following the Rabbanon, and the Braisa is necessary to teach that the regarding Tumah is considered to be Rosh Hashanah. In fact, our mission says that a movi that opens on one side to Rosh Hashanah and on the other side into a pit, the movi is considered to be Rosh Hashanah for Tumah purposes and Rosh Hashanah for Shabbos purposes. It can't be said, according to Rabbanan, because they say that even easy access by the public doesn't make an area enclosed by corner boards into Shazarab. So access to a Mavi that opens into a pit, which is definitely more difficult, would obviously not make the Mavi into a Shazarab, and therefore would be no reason to state so in the Mishnah. It must be following Rabbi Yehuda. We see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that where the access is difficult for the public, it does not make the area into a Shazarab. Not like Rava said, the Mara said, the Mishnah may be following Rabbanan, and the Mishnah is necessary to teach that that regarding Tumah is considered to be a Shazarab. Marius again, the Mishnah says that the paths of Beis Gilgul, which are very steep, are considered a Rishus HaYochid for Shabbos purposes and Rishus HaRabim for Tumah purposes. This can't be said according to Rabbanon, because they say even easy access by the public doesn't make an area enclosed by corner boards and Rishus HaRabim. So access through a Mavoi that opens into a pit, which is definitely, the paths of Beis Gilgul, which are very steep, which is definitely more difficult, would obviously not make the Mavoi into, would not make it into Rishus HaRabim. So there would be no reason to state so in the Mishnah. Must be following Rabbi Yehuda. We see Rabbi Yehuda says that where the access is difficult to the public, it does not make the area into Rishus HaRabim. Not like Rava said. Rava answered, the area is a true Rishus HaYochid because it's owned by a private individual, which can't be affected by public walking through it. It's only public property that are enclosed that can be affected maybe when the public walks through it. This case, therefore, is different.